See, the pasuk says loy silbush shatnes, and not allowed to wear klayim, means pishtin and flax and linen and flax and wool together. Kedilim taslecha. The pasuk right away says no, but make tzitzis. For Yomer, the pasuk says to make tzitzis. Like Rashi says loy silbush shatnes. V'somach loy. Right after the pasuk says kedilim taslecha. For dashin and smuchim, we dash and the pasuk says one after another to teach us v'sharin and klayim betzitzis. That when you're wearing your beggar shalt tzitzis, if it has klayim in it, you're allowed to do it. The muscle, if you have a beggar made out of flax, and now you want to put woolen tzitzis on it, you're allowed to. You say, yes, v'decholos asei. Alma, what do we see? Asi esei v'decholos asei. That's how we know this yisoy, that an essay is, v'decholos asei. Now, v'yom ha-reb loza, semuchim min ha-torah minayin. How do we know you can make such a drosha? Like here, the Torah doesn't really say you're allowed to put shatnes into your tzitzis. It's only a smuchim. Right after the lav of not to wear shatnas, the Torah says the mitzvah of tzitzis. So it's a smuch is one next to another to teach us that the mitzvah applies even by a beggar shall shatnas. How do we know there's such a drosha like that? Tomorrow says Shenemar is a pasuk in Tehillim that says smuchim laad loilam asuyim biemes v'yosha. There's such a thing as smuchim laad. There isn't any of smichas. If something is written next to the other one, it's for a purpose that it's written one next to another. Therefore, we learn out one from the other. V'yomer Rav Sheshes, Omer Rav Loza, Mishum Rav Yeloza ben Azariah, Minayin liyavoma shenoflo fnei mukashrin. How do we know if a yavoma falls in front of a mukashrin? That means, again, there were two brothers. One brother died without children, so there's a mitzvah now for the second brother to marry his wife. What's going to be if the second brother is a mukashrin? Means he has leprosy over his body, and it's very hard for to marry him. So how do we know, shein chos minoisa, that we don't like just close up her mouth and say, listen, there's a mitzvah yibam now, your brother has a mitzvah to marry you, and you have to let him marry you. How do we know we don't do that? We don't close up her mouth, but rather we let her talk. And if we understand that she's saying she can't be married to this person. The brother is a mukashrin. He has boils. He has leprosy over his body. She can't get married to him. So how do we know we listen to her? And therefore the person cannot be miyabma. There's no mitzvah yibum. Maybe there's chalitza, but mitzvah yibum not. Shenamar pasuk says, loisachsum shor bedishoy. Says when you plow the fields, you're not allowed to muzzle up your animal. There's a laugh. Loisachsum, don't muzzle up the shor of the yaks. Fadisha when it's plowing the ground. The Samachlay, and right next to this pasuk, the Torah says, Kiyeshvu Achim Yachtov, it says the Pasha of Yibum, that when you have two brothers living together, and one brother dies and leaves over wife without any children, that there's a mitzvah Yibum. So we learn out smichus, learn out one from the other. Like what does Yibum have to do with the law of Lesachsim Shor Badishoy, not to muzzle up the mouth of the shore? It comes to teach us that sometimes by the mitzvah Yibum also, we don't muzzle up the mouth of the Yivama. That means if she says she can't get married to this person, he's a mukashrin, we listen to her, and there's no mitzvah to marry her. Trashi Shein Chosma means, we don't tell her to be quiet, like not to listen to her. That we should force her to marry him. We force the man. We tell the man, just make chalitza. She doesn't want to marry you. She has a good reason. So we say, just make chalitza. Now, Chosman Rashi says, that's the Lashon of the Pasik. There it means muzzle. But it's the same thing. We don't muzzle up her mouth to say, don't listen to her. Let's say there's a mitzvah that the brother has to marry her. No. If she complains and says she can't get married to the brother, we listen to her, and we tell the brother, don't be miyabim, don't marry her, but rather make the mitzvah chalitza. How do we know this? From a smichus, it says two psukim, one next to another. So we see there's such a drasha like this, you can learn out one from the other. Vayta v'yom Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says the chiddush now. That afilu l'mandaloi daros muchim, even if you tell me somebody that will soon see him on the Yom Rav Yehuda, that doesn't dash in smuchim b'yalma in the regular four, in the first four chumashim. In Bereishis, Shmois, Vayikra, and Bamidbar, doesn't dash in smuchim. But the Mishneh Torah in the Pasefa Devorim, that's called Mishneh Torah Dorish. There he agrees that you do make these type of drushes of smuchim. It means the Torah says one pasuk. And right next to it says another mitzvah that we do have a right to learn out one from the other. Like we're doing here by tzitzis. The Pasuk says tzitzis right after the lav of wearing shatnis. So it comes to teach us that you are allowed to wear tzitzis even though the beged is made from shatnis. Even though you have a flax beged, you're allowed to put woolen tzitzis into it. So we have to understand why. Why is Mishnah Torah different than the rest of the Torah? We'll soon explain why. First, we're going to prove the point. Torah Rabbi Yehuda the Yalma. Rabbi Yehuda's sheiter all over means in the first four chamashim in the Torah, in Bereishis, in Shemais, and Yikran, by Midbar, Loi Darish. He doesn't make this type of a drosha of smuchim. We'll soon see how we see it. Even though two psukim are one next to another, he doesn't learn out one from the other. But over Mishnah Torah, and the Mishnah Torah means when it's repeated over, most of the Varim are things repeated over that it said in the first four Svarim, Darish, then he does Darish in this parasha of smuchim. Now how do we know this? Furthermore, first of all, Ubi Alma Minolam Dele Darish. All over means in the first four Chumashim, how do we know that Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is, you do not dash in Smuchim? How do we know this? The Tanya we learned like this. Ben Azai Omer. Nema the Pasuk says, Mechashefa Loisachaya. You can't keep a witchcraft alive. Mechashefa. For a lady that does witchcraft, you can't keep her alive. Ben Nema the Pasuk says, Kol Sheikhiv in Behema Maithumas. Whoever lives with an animal is supposed to be killed. Now these two Psukim say one after another in Shemais. Some chuinian loy, the psukim say one after another to learn out that ma shreichiv in behema beskilom. Just like if somebody lives with an animal, you have to you get skila. We kill you through skila. We stone you. Af mechashefa beskila. Who are din mechashefa? Usually women are more oisik in Indian kishuf. That's why the pasuk says mechashefa lashin of the keva. A witchcraft, a lady witchcraft. So the Torah says he gave her skila. How do we know it? From smuchim. That's Ben Azai says. Now, even though the Pasuk just says, Mechashefa lo yischaya, don't keep her alive. But how do you kill her? The Pasuk doesn't say. So Ben Azai says, learn it out from Smuchim. The next Pasuk talks about living with an animal. There it's Kila. There also Mechashefa gets Kila. Now, Omele, Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, no. Just because the two psukim are written one next to another, is that a reason to give him a chashefa skila? In other words, he doesn't know from smuchim. True, if you live with an animal, you get skila, but what is it going to do with the pasuk before? Mechashefa, the pasuk just says, lois chai, don't keep her alive. It doesn't say how she should die. So how do you know you give a skila? So Yehuda has a new drasha. Ela oiv v'yedoini b'chla mechashefa moyu. Oiv v'yedoini is also a type of people that do type of witchcraft, that they make believe that they move fast, and they make believe things are moving, things are changing. That's oiv v'yedoini. Rashi is saying what it is. Yeah, type of magic it is. So Rashi is saying, Rashi doesn't say what it is. Yeah. Is Bechlal Mechashefa Moyu. These two people are also Bechlal Mechashefa. It's also witchcraft. For Loma Yot, so how come the Pasuk says these two cases separately? Oivi Adoni is La Hakish Lehem Ve Loimer. It comes to teach us and to tell us, Vleim Lecha Ma Oivi Adoni. Just like these two people, Oivi Adoni. Biskila, that the Torah there says clearly they get skila, af mechashefa biskila. Who are the mechashefa also get skila? Like Rashi says, lahakish alayim. Rashi says, shezu midah b'Torah. This is one of the ways we dash in the Torah. That called dover shoye b'chlal. Something was in the cloud. The Torah says a general cloud, don't keep a mechashefa alive. And in that is an oiv yadoni. The yotzim in a cloud. And now the Torah says in a special pasuk, oiv yadoni. Is Lilmoid, Lerla Laman Alatzma Yotza doesn't only go out to teach on itself that Oiv Yadoni gets Gila, the Klal is rather, Elal Lamed Ala Klal Kulu Yotza. It's going out to teach us what applies to the whole Klal. That just like Oiv Yadoni gets Gila, who are then any Mechashefa also gets Gila. So that's how Rabbi Yehuda knows a Mechashefa gets Gila. So in other words, he does not hold from smuchim. The fact that it says living with an animal gets kila, he doesn't learn it back to mechashefa, even though they said one next to another. So you see, in the sefer Shemais, he does not hold from inyan smuchim. Now the Gemara says, of the Mishnah Torah Minolan, how do we know that in sefer Dvorim he does agree to the klal of smuchim, the Dorish? How do we know we dash in smuchim in Mishnah Torah in Dvorim? The Tanan we learned like this. Noisei Odom Anusas Oviv Umufutas Oviv. A person is allowed to marry a wife that lives with his father. Now, as long as his father didn't marry her, it's not called Eshes Oviv, just Anusas Oviv. His father had Nus. lived with a lady, the son now is allowed to marry her. She's not your mother, not talking about you were born from that. Stam, if your father lived with a lady, you're allowed to marry her. Who are then anusas aviv or mufutas aviv? Whether your father talked her into having znus, or whether your father forced her to have znus, you're allowed to marry her. Who are then anusas benoi? What about the opposite way? A father was allowed to marry a lady that his son lived with. Even though his son lived with a lady, forced her to live with him, still the father is allowed to marry her. Umafutas benoi. If your son talked the lady into living with him, they had znus together, still the father is allowed to marry her. Whereas the issa kalosoi, not to marry your daughter-in-law, is only if your son got married to her, then there's an erva, she's your daughter-in-law, you're not allowed to marry her. But if your son just lived with her, not through getting married, not through kedushin, there's no lav. That's the Tanakh Mishita. Rabbi Yehuda oiser, Rabbi Yehuda says no, it's also. Be anusas aviv v'mefutas aviv. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a lady that your father lived with, the son is not allowed to marry her now. Even though the father was not Mekadisha, didn't get married to her, but since your father lived with that lady, whether it was through Anusa, whether your father forced her, or whether your father was a Mefutas, means your father talked her into it, made her to agree to do it, still, the son is not allowed to marry that lady. How do we know it? The Yomar Rav Gidlo Marav, my time with Rav Yehuda, how does Rav Yehuda know this, that a son is not allowed to marry the lady that his father lived with? The Yasiv, the Pasuk says in Devarim, Lo Yikach Ish Es Eishes Aviv. So this we would know. Here the Pasuk says the son is not allowed to marry his father's wife. So Pshita means even where it's not your mother. If it's your mother, Pshita can't live with them. But the Chiddush says even though she's not your mother, as long as she's your father's wife, you're not allowed to marry her. Then the Pasuk says, V'lo Yigala Knaf Aviv. Not allowed to uncover at the clothing of your father. Yigala Knaf Aviv. So we dash in, what it means to say is, Knaf Shero Oviv. Means that Isha that saw your father, any Isha that was with your father, Lo Yigala, you're not allowed to marry her. That's the way you dash in this Pasuk. Now the question is, Umimayda Banusa Ksiv. How do we know it's talking about an Anusa, your father forced her to live? Maybe it's talking about that he married her. How do you know this? That's talking about even Banusas Oviv, that even your father forced her to live together? So Rabbi Yehuda says, because miluya the crow from the pasuk before this, Yadashin smuchim, the pasuk right before this, in the end, the Perichov Beis says, the last pasuk in Perichov Beis, is this pasuk is the first pasuk in Chav Gimel. Now the last pasuk before that, the last pasuk in Chav Beis says, that, V'no son ish, ha-shoichi v'imo la'vi ha-nara chamishim kosif. Says, if a man is mafato manas, if a man is manash an isha, means a man goes to an ara and forces her to live with him, there's an inyan that you have to pay a kanas chamishim kosov, the pasuk says. V'noshan ish ha-shoichi v'imo la'vi ha-nara, you have to pay the father of the nara chamishim kosov. V'somach le, right after that pasuk, it says, lo yikach isha, you're not allowed to marry a wife of your father, and hu adin lo yigala knaf oviv, so Yehuda says, yadashin smuchim, that just like the last pasuk Chav Beis is talking about, if a man forces a nara to live with him, he has to pay a kanas, $50. This pasuk of lo yigala knaf oviv means also the son is not allowed to live with a lady that's his father. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda does dashin smuchim for the gemara of rabbonin or the zoy. What's pshat the rabbonin? Why do they say your son is allowed to marry this lady that the father lived with? Why don't they dashin smuchim? So Moran says, he have a somach leikur kamrit. If would be right next to one and the other, you'd be right, I'd agree with you. Whereas if right after the last pasuk of Gimel that says, v'noshan ish ha-shrech v'imol v'yanara, chemishim kosif, the next, the beginning of next pasuk would be, lo yigala kenaf oviv, you'd be right. Of a hashto deloy somach lei. But not, it's not right, it's not next to one another. Why? Because the beginning of that pasuk is, lo yikat ish ish esh eshes oviv, v'intayim. Like it says in between. The last pasuk was, if you force a nara to live with you, you have to pay your father $50. Then the next pasuk starts off, lo yikach ish esh eshes oviv. So that for sure means, you're not allowed to marry a lady that your father was married to. So even if your father dies, or your father gives her a get, you're not allowed to marry her. Then the pasuk first says, v'lo yigala knaf oviv, means you can't live with somebody that your father saw. So it's not a good smichus. Because in between the end of this pasuk and the end of the last pasuk is the beginning of this pasuk that has nothing to do with it. So that's why the Rabbanan says this is not a good smichus, And therefore, we'll soon see what Rabbanim do with the Pasuk. But I call upon him, it's only also to marry a lady that your father was married to. But if your father was not married to her, you're allowed to marry her. So if so, how did the Rabbanim do at the end of the Pasuk? What does it mean, V'layigala kanaf oviv? What does the Pasuk mean? So the Rabbanim Darshan, the Gemara says, it's talking about the Shomeris Yovim, Hakosiv Medaber. It's talking about a Shomeris Yovim. It's talking about a case where the brother died, and your father now is the one that's supposed to marry her. So he's a Shomeris Yovim to your father. In other words, your father's brother died, and his wife now falls to your father for Yibam. So there's a mitzvah for your father to be Miyabim her. Now, if the son goes and lives with her, that's an Avera. And the Chiddush is, V'laver Olav B'shnei Lavim. There are two Lavim involved now. First of all, there's a law that she's called the Shomeris Yovim. Any time an Isha, a case of Yibum, where again there were two brothers and one brother dies, so that lady now is not allowed to get married to anybody. Up until first she gets either Yibum or Chalitza. Before the other brother gives a Yibum or Chalitza, she's called the Shomeris Yovim, means she's a lady that's supposed to be watched, that only the Yovim, the other brother, could either marry her or else give her a Chalitza. But before one of those two things happens, she's also to the whole world. So this lady anyway is also to the son.
And really, this lady is also Machmas 3 Yisurim. First of all, it's like your aunt. It's your father's brother's wife. Secondly, she's a Shomeris Yovim. And secondly, she's a Shomeris Yovim to your father. That's this extra inyan that is also to the son.
But I call upon him, we have a raya of Yehudi Shitter is, even though in Shemais and the rest of the Torah he does not dash in Smuchim, here by Mishneh Torah and Devarim he does dash in Smuchim. So now we'll explain it why. So Marius, now the Mishneh Torah, my time with the Dorish, what's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? How come in Mishneh Torah and Devarim he does dash in this type of limit of Smichus, one posik next to another posik? So Marius says two things. Iboy Yisayma Mishum Demuchach. One thing is because it's Muchach means it's showing it. If it sure means that, like it's, that's the only purpose is there. We'll soon see the Gemara explains it. The rest of the muchach means muchach. It's clearly there for the purpose of this Russia. That there's no other reason why it's there. That's called muchach. It's clear that that's the purpose. What it's here for. We'll soon see why. The boy is saying a second teretz is mishum the mufni. And the chanam, it's not a new cloud really, but just this extra. And Mishnah Torah means it's extra since it's an extra pasuk. Therefore, we make the drasha of smuchim. Now, Iboy Yisayma Mishum Demuchach. The first teretz was because it's Muchach, it's clearly, that's what the Torah means. Why? The Yim came, Lichta Rachmon Agabi Arroyas. If the Torah did not mean to add something new, of Anusahir, the Torah just meant to say that a son cannot marry his father's wife, that's Tama Pasha of an Erva, what is it doing here in the Devarim? It should have said all the way back in Vayikra, where it talks about the Pasha of Arroyas. That's the Kasha. The Yim came, Lichta Rachmona Gabi Arroyas. If this Pasuk only meant to say a real Erva, so it should have said it before in the Pasha of Arroyas. Rashi says, Lichta Rachmona Lahai, Leigala Kanachoviv, Lagabi Arroyas. Iletfu Yelav Gabi Eshis Av Kosi. If it's only talking about a regular case of your father's wife, so it shouldn't be here in Devarim altogether. It should have been in Vayikra, where it talks about the union of Arroyas. Since the Pasuk says it secondly, here in Devarim, it means for an extra purpose. So that's called Muchach. It's Muchach, it says clearly the Pasuk is coming to teach us something new. What is it coming to teach us? Once we know it's here to teach us something, now we can use Smuchim. Now we say, look at the Pasuk before. We're talking about a man forces an hour to live with him. So we said this Pasuk also means a lady that your father forced to live with, the son is not allowed to marry her. Iboy Yisrael, the second territory, Mishum de Mufni. Means here the pasuk is extra. What does that mean? The imkein lichte rachmano lo yikach ish es eshes oviv. The pasuk just should have said you're not allowed to marry your father's wife. Lo yigala kenaf oviv. That means you can't live with somebody that uncovered your father, that saw your father. Lomeli, what do we need it for? Like, if it's not coming to say something new, for what purpose is it here? It explained itself already. You can't marry your father's wife. So what's new about Le'igala Kanaf Oviv? And look what you have to say.